all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Jesus addresses his disciples gathered in that room and says, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts?" He addresses those words to us as well. Why are we troubled? And why do doubts arise in our hearts? It's a good question. Why do they? Why are we troubled here, even in the Easter season, with the glorious tidings of the resurrection ringing in our ears, that Christ has triumphed over death, that he is present with us? Yet still, just like those disciples where Jesus was in the very room with them, yet they were troubled and doubted, we too. Why aren't we fully confident in our salvation? Why do we let things bother us? Why do we worry? Why do we have anxiety? Why do we have fear? Those are all good questions. The answers might be hard to come by as Jesus addresses us. Why do you doubt? Why are you troubled? But Jesus, our Savior, is a gentle teacher. I always liked the teachers in grade school and in school who, you know, they ask questions, but then they'd give you the answers. You know, they'd say, "Well, what's 4 times 4? And you knew if you were quiet long enough, didn't answer, the teacher would say, "Well, it's 16. And then they would go on the board and write how you got the answer. They would ask the question and they'd give you the answer. And that's what Jesus does. He asks the question, but then he asks about doubts and our troubled hearts. But then he answers our fears and he calms our hearts. "Look at me," he says. He says, "Look at my hands and my feet. It's me," he says. "To recognize me, touch and see. I'm not a ghost. This is not some vision. It's really me, the crucified one." For us, Easter can seem remote, the resurrection. We say Christ is risen on Sunday at church, but we go back to our pressing problems of daily life. We come to church, we leave church. We have lots of things to think about, and even the resurrection itself can seem more a history lesson than anything else, far away. Some sort of shadowy Bible thing. And then you throw in the sort of the doubt and the cynicism that is present in our culture. You know, every Easter time, you know, on the grocery stands, you know, you used to see Newsweek or Time would come out some story about, you know, this or that, some rewriting of the Easter story, or you watch television programs and you know, the apostles had a vision or a spiritual experience, and Jesus was risen in their hearts and minds, but, you know, it doesn't seem all that real, and doesn't seem to impact our lives all that much, doesn't seem to matter. And then all of a sudden, you know, doubts, and our hearts get caught up in the trouble of the daily life and the grind. And Jesus stands among us today and he says, "Look, my hands and my feet, touch and see." Jesus wants us to know beyond all doubt that his resurrection was real. It was physical. It was bodily resurrection, and not some sort of spiritual experience, not some sort of ghostly thing. "Look and see, I'm not a ghost," he says. He says, "I'm the one who died on the cross." That's the thing with his hands and his feet, right? That's where the nails went through. "This very Jesus, the one that you saw bloodied and defeated on the cross, I am risen. It's me." Jesus is telling us and telling them that his flesh and blood reality, the body that he died with and is now rose, is just like ours. And it's a promise to us when he says, "Look, my hands and my feet," that just as God has made us, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Even as we experience this creation in a twisted up world with twisted up bodies, not right with sin, but our very physical fleshly existence, the life that we live day in and day out, with scars, with hurt, with pain, with sin, it is that this real body, real life that we live on Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday, that Jesus dies for, in, and with, and raises up again in victory. Death and the resurrection of Jesus is not a shedding of our physical life. It's not an ascending into some other plane where, you know, we don't have to worry about, you know, things like eating a piece of broiled fish or having hands and feet that have been hurt. It is this very life which we are living. The very sins that we have committed, the worries and the burdens we carry, the sickness in the doctor's office, in the hospitals, in the graveyards, these very things which Christ brings to the cross, pays for, redeems, and rises up victorious. It's a promise to us. He says, "You don't have to doubt. You don't have to wonder. Look at my hands. Look at my feet." Jesus asks the question, but then gives the answer. He provides. You know, our hearts are often caught up with shame and guilt in this life. We come to church, we come to mornings, we go to bed at night saying, "Well, I wish I could have done better. I wish I raised my children better. Not been the spouse I should have been." We're troubled by sins and habits which follow us around day after day that we can't seem to shed as hard as we try. And Christ says, "Look at my hands and my feet." He says, "Peace be with you." And he shows those wounds, which are real. They survive his resurrection. They're not done away with. And he says, "Look, I paid for you. It's done. I have redeemed you. I have atoned for those things. And these hands and feet are the proof, the payment. Those things that follow you around, the unworthiness, is done. It's done away with." These wounds, his hands and our feet, are proof of his resurrection, but proof also of his redemption, of our atonement, the fact that we have been paid for. They are proof of payment. It's like when you go to Walmart, right? And you bought those nacho-flavored Doritos and a dip, and you've got three or four things, and you're walking out. I mean, they want you to show them what? Your receipt. Proof that you've paid. And they click their little thing at it, right? Make sure that what you're carrying out of the store, you've actually paid for, that actually belongs to you. That you paid for it. And Jesus shows us his wounds. It's his proof of payment. And what it means is that our sins have been put away by his payment. And that we belong to him. We belong to him because he's paid for us. Not with gold or silver, not with dollar bills or credit cards, but with his holy suffering and death. His blood, his resurrection, paid for. We are bought and paid for. Sinners, yes. But with these wounds, with that suffering, with that resurrection, there is no sin remaining. For Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We belong to him. And nobody can accuse us anymore. For we are paid for. Nobody can accuse us. Not the law, not the devil, not our conscience, not other people. The devil, no one. Because we belong to Jesus. And then we have proof. We're paid for his wounds. Jesus, at the end of this lesson, promises his Holy Spirit to these apostles who begin this lesson doubting and troubled. And Jesus has shown them that he is real and that he has really paid and really resurrected. And he says, wait for the promise from on high. I will send my Spirit to you. And what he is saying is that this experience we're having here in this upper room is not a one-time thing that's going to come and go. I'm going to send you my word, the Spirit. It's going to convince you of what the Scriptures have told you, and it's going to plant faith in your heart. So that, yes, you're going to church here with me in this little room, but I'm going to send the Spirit and write that word in your heart. And it's going to bring faith, and it's going to connect you to me, and it's going to change who you are. I'm going to press that word into your heart and into your soul by the work of the Spirit, the preaching of the word and the hearing of the word. So that this history lesson, this faraway Easter event, becomes knitted into us by the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that these truths and these promises that Jesus speaks are not fleeting things that go in our ear and out the other, but become the basis of a new life, a new life of faith in which the Holy Spirit brings us a new creation connected to Jesus. And so, yes, doubts raise up in our hearts. We're troubled, but we're paid for. And we belong to Jesus. Christ's wounds are proof of payment. And God's word, his Holy Spirit, puts what Christ has done into our very hearts and changes us. And that is who we are in Christ Jesus through his work. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.